If you want to be part of the program, if just listening does enough for us, we thank you for that. But if you want to partake in the program, you can do that in two very simple avenues. One being you can send us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to give us a call, you can do that as well on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods. That number is 1-800-927-SHOW. 1-800-927-7469, toll-free, coast-to-coast.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order is now at proclamationgoods.com. Proclamation Goods.
All right. Well, Holly, you are not a certified master canner, but you've taken a number of courses with certified master canners. And we're going to go over the mistakes, the top five most common mistakes people make when they are going to attempt canning. And we encourage people to can, but to do it correctly and safely.
Right. And that's the important part, is to be safe and be correct and not take canning chances.
Canning is one of those activities, and correct me if I'm wrong, where shortcuts are not encouraged or welcomed and can be, to some degree, detrimental to your health.
Yeah.
If you do this, oh, we're just going to speed this up. You can't do that.
No. So not to scare anybody from canning or anything like that, but
we keep it real.
We keep it real. And botulism is very real and still very much a thing. So don't think that you can not have that happen to you. And that's why it's important to be safe.
Now, anybody could can.
Right.
Anybody can be a canner. You just got to do it right. And here are five common mistakes canners will make, and we'll give you a bonus one here at the end. But first, I guess the first one is we're not going to get in the jams and the jellies or the deep portion of how to can and whatnot. We're just going to give you some of the mistakes people make. We've covered how to can and gearing up for canning and that type of process in videos
right.
and in other programming here. So not filling your jars to the proper height.
Yeah, so this is important because if you fill them too low or too high, if you fill them too high, they could, the pressure, even just from like water bath canning, could cause the jar to break. If you fill them too low, then it might not, then you won't get the proper seal.
What is that term used for the proper
headspace?
There, okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not sure about headspace or how to measure it, there's a tool called a headspace measurer, and you can use that. It's very helpful. It usually comes in a kit. Otherwise, you can definitely order one separately. And then your recipe will say X amount of headspace. Is there a general rule of thumb for certain things? Yes, but you always want to follow whatever the recipe says.
Canning is a science. This is, whenever you, if you are know somebody or have seen the actual operation of a laboratory environment, they don't take shortcuts. It's precise this and precise that. Same thing going on in the kitchen when you're doing canning.
Right.
So shortcuts and jar breaks.
Yeah. So
explain.
So any sort of shortcut is not good in the canning world. But when I say shortcuts and jar breaks, it means like you want to do a hot jar, hot food, hot canner. We've lived this.
Consistency, would that be the word to use here?
Just
everything's got to be alike.
Consistency. Yeah. But just, making sure that you don't take a shortcut. And mm-hmm. one example I had was when you and I were canning tomatoes, we had room temperature jars. We put hot tomatoes into the room temperature jar, put that then into the canner. And what happened?
It broke.
It broke. And then, of course, we hear this pop noise. And we were like, what is that? I don't know what that is.
Fill the next jar.
Fill the next jar. Put it in there. So then we broke two jars of tomatoes. And if you know, canning whole tomatoes or crushed or whatever, it's a process. You have to, make sure the peels are off the tomatoes and whatnot. And if it doesn't work out, you It's sad.
Over-tightening of jars. This is a very common mistake that is seen very repetitively on social media posts going, why is my jar lid look like this?
Yeah, you were guilty of this for a while where you were like, I'm just going to crank it on there before we put in the canner. So you don't need to, you know, be the Hulk and screw it on as tight as you can. You can do what's called finger tight, which means like you just tighten it and that's good. Not like you're going to put it back in the fridge and it might get shook up or something.
And you will know if you over tightened it because the lid, when coming out of the processor, either the water bath or pressure canner, it will have buckled. It will have pinched up and the jar, the lid, the metal flat portion will be blown up. Because the air cannot do – the science can't do what it needs to do in order to properly seal the jar.
Right.
So not following a safe recipe, but I got it online.
Right. So you want to use recipes from a safe, reputable source. So this includes things like ball canning, any sort of master –
Ball canning, what is that?
Freshpreserving.com.org? Yeah. Okay. A master canner, a Better Homes and Gardens – Any sort of master canner. Taste of Home is another one that has good canning recipes. And those are probably the main three for if you go to the library and you're like, I'm going to check out some canning books, you want to kind of stay within like the last 15 years or so. It's hard to wrap your head around this, but if you find something from the 90s, it's not within 15 years.
The 90s, like early 90s, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but a lot of people think like the 90s was 10 years ago.
Well, the 90s is 30 years from the 90s was the 60s, which is the same distance as it now from
there. Just stop. So anyway, I mean, the 90s were a great time. I had a fun time, and I'm so glad social media was not around.
But it's a safe thing.
You want to make sure last 15 years, so early 2000s, absolute max.
It's nice to collect the recipe jar or the ball canning books of the classic, you know, the old style ones, but it's not safe. Now, what does one do if they have an old recipe that they would like to use in to honor a past loved one who was a very active canner? How do they find out to make it safe?
You could reach out to a master canner and ask them to review the recipe, and there's no shame in that. And a lot of times they don't even have to tweak that much. But I just want to explain, you're probably thinking, like, how has food science really changed that much? Well, as a society, our food science has really changed. So tomatoes are less acidic than
they used.
Well,
just the density of the food, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me just finish here. Yeah. So tomatoes are less acidic than they used to be. So now you have to add acid to your canned tomatoes or your pasta sauce, salsa, what have you. Same thing with, you know, jams and jellies. Those recipes may not have varied a lot, but you don't know. You don't know if the sugar content has changed or something where you may need to add more pectin, things like that. So because our food system is always changing, we're getting as a society further and further away from these heirloom varieties and original cultivar of produce. This is why things change. And also, even with pressure canning, you know, we learned Joey's grandparents' parents used to can green beans with a water bath canner, and now that's no longer safe. So it's just a matter of as things change over time. And just like people are living longer because they're not canning questionable things and questionable methods because food safety has changed as well.
How can one find a local master canner in their area?
They could contact their University Extension.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they would be able to direct them in the proper direction.
And I know there's some in every state because I follow a few on Instagram, mm-hmm. So they should be able to help you.
Storing the jars with or without the rings on, what is the answer?
You want to store them without the rings on.
Why?
Because we're literally putting vacuum-sealed food into a jar. And that food could go bad at some point. That vacuum seal could expire and the lid could pop off. If you have the ring on, the lid could pop off and then it could reseal itself, and that's gross.
And we have done we've left the rings off, and in the shelving of canning jars. I believe it was pasta sauce. We did have that jar pop off, and we did see the mold and everything. So we did discard it, but we seen that something went wacky inside that jar, and because we didn't have a ring on it, we were able to remove it and discard it safely. So keep that in mind. So those are just some of the mistakes in which one may make when canning. If you have questions about proper canning procedures, do not hesitate to reach out to us at gardentalkradio@gmail.com or give us a call toll-free coast-to-coast at 1-800-927-SHOW.
Well, we are brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. Just like we talked about canning, we know you care about where your food comes from. And canning preserving is great, but what about the meat? At Walton's Inc., you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want to make snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's created meatgistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. And they have their full line of meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off orders of 50 or more and get free shipping. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.